That brings us to agenda paper 13, which hopefully always gives you a bit of an idea about what you're going to see at the next meeting.
Including cloud computing.
Including cloud computing, to add to the list. So obviously the paper, you know, sets out, we've already talked about it. We are working, I say we, Vansel mainly, together with the rest, are working on that research work on possible amendments to IS 21 linked to when there's a long-term lack of exchangeability. So that will come back to you at a future meeting. We've also listed there three new submissions that we have that, as I say, you will see in the coming meetings. The only, Bonnie, did you want to ask a question now on this, or will...
When you're done, I'll ask a question.
The only other thing that's not written here that I just wanted to give you an update on, by the way, are two topics that you've spent, you know, quite some time talking about this year. So those are the two sort of narrow scope standard setting projects that the committee has very much sort of developed then and provided recommendations to the board. So the first is the proposed amendments to IS 37 related to onerous contracts requirements and unavoidable costs. That obviously you took all the way through the process in terms of providing recommendations to the board, and since we last met, the board has agreed with your recommendations. So we're now into the point of moving into drafting those proposed amendments, and we would hope that the exposure draft and that would go out before the end of 2018, so likely in December. And so you as committee members will see that again. We'll use you as part of the external reviewers on that exposure draft. And the second one is the project on IS 12 to do with deferred taxes linked to leases and decommissioning costs. Again, that is one where you've provided recommendations on that to the board. We expect to bring that to the board probably in October. Very soon, our plan at the minute is to bring your recommendations to the board in October to see whether the board agrees to move ahead with some narrow scope amendments to IS 12.
Okay, Bonnie?
On the IFRS 11 question, I was curious if you could provide a little more as to what the question is.
So the question relates to what I understand is more colloquially known, I think, as, well, should I not? Sorry. Look at that. So I think it links back to, so that there are, how do I say this? Well, it's more colloquially known as talking about the, I suppose, timing of income or revenue recognition, and what sometimes has been referred to as recognising income or revenue on a sales method versus an entitlement method, where the entitlement basis is based on what the joint operating agreement will say versus the timing of when there are actual sales to third parties. Does that answer your question?
Kind of. That's enough for now.
Carl.
Yes, thanks. The same standard IFRS 11 issue. The way it's described here remembers me a submission from 2014, 2015. It seems the same. I'm not sure if it's a repetition.
Can I tell you, Carl, that when we first received the question, I also, the first thing I did was look at something you discussed and finalised back in 2015, and I thought, oh, that looks like the same question. Slightly more, we have done some just, you know, initial preliminary research and have a bit more information, so it's not exactly the same question. It's kind of very similar, but it's mm-hmm. just a slightly different
about
fact
timing.
Pattern.
Yeah. Just one.
Yeah,
that's
me. Okay, so lots of fun to look forward to. So I think that brings us to the end of the meeting.
Yes,
public meeting. Okay, thank you very much.